Yeah, look, we've been put together a programme and a process for remediating social houses to the department, and it's been going on for almost 2 years now. Last year, last Christmas, in fact, we were told that we would have a remediation for social housing early in the new year, and 12 months have almost gone by, and we still haven't got that social housing remediation scheme for defective concrete blocks. And all the while, we have tenants who are living in houses which have become totally inhabitable, and other tenants have been moved out and into houses that have become available, leading to longer delays in allocating houses. Look, the frustrations and anger that we would share in the council, and it's right across the board, was palatable at yesterday's meeting, because once again we were informed that due to the upcoming election that this new legislation will probably not be signed off on until next year, and this just isn't good enough. We don't know when it's going to happen, and all the while people are living in substandard and just basically houses that are not fit for purpose.
And the special meetings for this issue have been happening, but councillors were saying yesterday, and yourself, that when you go to these meetings, it seems like it's the same conversations happening with little happening in between hand.
Yeah, look, I acknowledge that the council staff have done an awful lot of work with what they can do. But the scheme itself for the remediation of social housing has not been put in place by the government. It's their responsibility. It's them who have to put the legislation together. And it's quite simple, because the legislation that they have for the scheme for the private sector is already there. And you would imagine it's only a matter of transferring it over and, you know, changing some wording here and there. But the problem now, and it is with right across the board, is that the scheme that is there, whether it's for private homeowners or indeed the new social housing scheme we're waiting for, is not fit for purpose. It is still leaving people behind. It is still causing all sorts of problems for those who are looking to access the remedial scheme as it stands for private homeowners. So what we need is a complete overhaul, and we need is a proper scheme. And the only way we're going to get that there is we put a different government in place, because this government is certainly not going to do it.
And with the election coming into place now, will there be I suppose just changes in general, minister stepping down and whatnot. It's going to take a while for the dust to settle after the election, and that's going to have knock-on effects for the scheme as well.
Yeah, look, with any changes now to the legislation, and we've had just there in the last month or so, they claim for extra money's been added to the scheme, but for that to be even retrospectively delivered, that's going to take a change in legislation. That means we have to wait until the new government comes in, and whatever the makeup of that government, then they have to discuss this, agree on it. And that's, if we're being honest, that's going to take until maybe next spring before that happens. And all the while, people are trying to access the current scheme or living in substandard houses. Their houses are crumbling down around them, and it's just not good enough. It's been going on for far, far too long. This should have been sorted out years ago, and the frustrations and anger of the local councillors was just quite evident yesterday, because we seem to be just going round in circles talking about the same issues month after month after month, and we're just at our wit's end with it. So, look, we need to get a focus on this, and what we really need, and I said it yesterday, is we need a change of government. We need a government that's going to come in and have the people at heart and put a scheme in place that's going to be end-to-end and be a full 100% scheme. That's what we need going forward, not unless, just that.